Hello, ladies and gentlemen. Well, take 75 on this. I exaggerate, but not much. This is going to be a tease of a potentially more substantive follow-up to the Scales of Truth 080. It may stand on its own. It does provide some information. I may expand it. My previous attempts have been a little too long. The Scales of Truth 080 were speculating on the motivations and background, as well as analyzing literally what she said and what it means, of a woman named Catherine Maher, who at age 41 has skyrocketed to prominence based on what I speculated as the way white women from Connecticut skyrocket to world prominence in 2024, 4 years after the utter age of deception and big tech authoritarianism began. They skyrocket that way by showing themselves to be proper champions of the authoritarian outlook, to be Manchurian candidates, Trojan horses, placed in various places just so that they can get resume upticks by the inbreeding of boards of various foundations and organizations. So then before you know it, she couldn't help but be a very, very powerful person because she has shown that she will be loyalist to certain things. I think I speculated on that, though I did more than one episode attempt at that one too, the Scales of Truth 080, that she probably had young global leader background, World Economic Forum background. So the Scales of Truth 080, Wiki Censoria, former CEO admits censorship regime. Listen to that. And yes, indeed, a very quick look, and I won't get into it now, but there is plenty to dive into, shows her as the bad actor that anybody who's thinking a little bit about where are these young leaders coming from that are suddenly the youngest leader. I mean, it's the same thing as Trudeau. It's the same thing as the woman who put her country, I believe it was Finland, at existential threat in the same way that Zelensky, another young global leader, put his country at existential threat, as a threat by non-neutralizing his country on the border of Russia for no need. So this young global leader up in Finland, I forget her name right now, also NATO-ized her country. Well, she NATO-ized her country, granted, you know, at the same time that Russia is distracted by Ukraine, but she doesn't care about threatening her citizens because she's a young global leader. She's World Economic Forum. Same thing. Up high, you see very quickly, Maher has been a CEO at various places, including Web Summit, ready to step in at Web Summit when a controversy happened by the literal founder who just said something like, hey, in the context of, hey, people are dying on both sides here. So one side may lose the moral high ground. It just merely just echoed that a literal national leader who said one side may lose the moral high ground if they over-respond. And then the founder of some place that should be the highest of high levels of the ideals of information freedom, Web Summit, gets criticized immediately by the parties you would expect to go full censorship because that's what they do. And then after that, he was criticized for just saying, hey, I'm a little alarmed at the rhetoric of many world leaders in the West. And maybe Ireland, though, is at least one of the few who has it right. So to have an opinion on certain topics is just the echo of the permission to have authoritarian purview over any and all important subject matters. And so that's what happened. And then literally Amazon and Meta and others immediately dropped the effing Web Summit. Guess who's ready to pick up the pieces? Catherine Maher. She was also ready to pick up the pieces at Wikimedia after somebody else resigned. And she was ready to pick up the pieces as a CEO of NPR. And as to the Scales of Truth 080 and her showing her true colors as to censorship, when somebody said, of 25 years, a senior editor in a certain area of NPR said, yeah, the slant's pretty bad, and had some specifics, and was not published, but was interviewed or gave his information in another publication, they immediately suspend him, and now he resigns after 25 years. And Maher helped enforce that. So yes, her background is that she's a CEO of NPR. Prior to that, she was CEO of Web Summit and also board directors at Signal Foundation, think tank type stuff, just like you'd think. Wikimedia, member of Council on Foreign Relations, worked for UNICEF, the National Democratic Institute, the World Bank, and Access Now before joining Wikimedia Foundation. Joined the Atlantic Council, which is just as non-U.S. as you'd imagine, of course, and the U.S. Department of State Foreign Affairs Policy Board. And it has a background at American University in Cairo, where she studied, at least. She received her bachelor's from New York University in Middle Eastern and Islamic Studies, but also studied at in Syria at a French Institute on Arabic Studies. And so all of the check marks for, oh, basically you're an internationalist authoritarian. Yes, yes, and yes. So affiliations down below, because interestingly, World Economic Forum, probably at Wikimedia when they decided they are publishers and not merely platforms, and the fact that literally all 7 billion people could have a membership at Wikipedia, and the idea is that they contribute and then recontribute, and you have an audit trail. That's not good enough for Wikipedia. No, they decided to become an editor as well. So, also then, she's married, by the way, to someone who you can find works at Amazon, because of course she was. So, affiliations very quick on the list. American University of Beirut, member of the board. Council on Foreign Relations, member. Sunlight Foundation, member of the board. Oh, what I was going to say, I interrupted myself. Because, of course, Wikipedia, who is now into publishing, as opposed to, wait, I thought like all the citizens were the publishers and the standard upholders. Like, that's why you put out the standards and let people crowdsource this. No. We're gonna jump all over it too. So no doubt after they admitted that, part of that is, hey, build some algorithms or at least alerts that say if anybody mentions World Economic Forum too high in an article, we don't do that. They're kind of like a hot seat item right now. Everybody who's anybody that has a brain hates Schwab and understands that they are one of the bad actors on the planet. So when you have an alert, just go in there or have one of our contributor community know to put it down so we have cover, since that Scales of Truth explained that and admitted that Wikipedia is working closely with at least some contributors, which means they're behind the scenes. So they said, no doubt, if World Economic Forum affiliations are up high, just move them. So even though she has two affiliations with the World Economic Forum, it's not mentioned until the last part of the article, right before Works and Publications under affiliations. American University of Beirut, member of the board. Council on Foreign Relations, member. Sunlight Foundation, member of the board. Youth for Technology, yeah. Youth for whatever means commie background. Commie motivations / authoritarian motivations. United Nations type motivations. Youth for. You can basically just call it that. 2013, National Security Project. Truman National Security Project. Policy Fellow, National Security Fellow, and Research Fellow, Democracy and Human Rights Initiative. Anything that says democracy that is not constitutionally based is really about being busybodies from a central place without constitutional limitations. Instead, we have scope of everything on the planet, and that is our proper scope, and it will and is the downfall of, quote, government. Anything with democracy in the name is now about avoiding the limitations of the Constitution and instead taking on the full communistic approach that government is the answer, when, as we found out, it never is. But people refuse to, because they see it as a way to attain power, and they're smarter than you and want your money to control you. 2013, Open Technology Fund advisory committee member. Remember, she was only born in 83, so she's 30 at this point. Member of the board at Youth for Technology Foundation at 28. Truman National Security Project policy fellow at 30. National Security Fellow, Research Fellow, Democracy and Human Rights Initiative. Three different fellows at Truman National, quote, Security Project at 30. At 30, an advisory committee member of the Open Technology Fund. At 33, World Economic Forum member, Global Network Council on the Future of Human Rights. Yeah, the World Economic Forum opinion on human rights future is to limit them and control them. That's what that means. 2018, Oxford Union on Technology and Empire at age 35, Oxford Union. 2019, World Economic Forum Young Global Leader. So that's two different World Economic Forum affiliations. 2021, Atlantic Council, Democracy and Tech Initiative Senior Fellow. 2022, so this is before she's 40. 2022, U.S. State Department Member of the Foreign Affairs Policy Board before she's 40. 2023, Adventure Scientist Board Chair. So yes, just like the woman up in Finland, just like Zelensky, who largely had a background in television and in acting, young global leader, get them on the fast track because they agree with the World Economic Forum and the World Bank background and such. We might cover more, but that gives you enough. Yes, it's true. As they say, oh, no, we just want people in some regimes to have more information. Well, that's funny. Then why are you not for the free flow of information? They show their colors, people. There's a reason that somebody at 32 and 34, the woman in Finland was 34 when she became the youngest, I forget if they call it prime minister there. Zelensky, I believe, was under 40 when he got his. This person is just one of many that just get put on fast tracks through the inbreeding of these think tanks and these boards. Okay, just become a member of that. Oh, does it take 40 hours? No, but don't worry. It's a prestigious, just be a part of it, provide some input. It has nothing to do with how much work you actually do. We'll give you some credentials while you're there. Oh, good, she's associated with that, and she has a big background from the other places. So, of course, she's qualified to step in as CEO. It's the way it works, folks. Okay, guys, thanks for listening. I'm Tyson Harley. You can listen to me here on the Scales of Truth and also over at Chemology 411.